Christianity is not a life of struggle. That's why God has given us his grace, so that we enjoy a free flow of his kingdom.
Join Prophet Simon Thomas of Glory Carriers Ministry International as he brings you the divine word of God in its simplicity.
Just lift your hands and close your eyes and tell the Lord, we love you and we thank you. Just thank him. Thank him. Just worship him. Such a beautiful atmosphere. Worship him. I can hear you. Just tell him something beautiful, inside, outside. Say something wonderful to him. Pour your love on him. Just worship him. And tell him how ready you are for a word tonight. The Bible says he sent forth his word and healed their disease. Tell him how ready you are for your word tonight. One word that can change your life. Tell the Lord, I'm ready for your word tonight. We are not here looking up to a man. We are here looking up to Jesus, who is the author and the perfecter of our faith. Go ahead and tell him. Just tell him. Tell him how beautiful he is. How beautiful he is. Tell him. Who knows that? Who knows that song? Your world is a lamp unto my feet. Just keep on worshiping him.
Your spirit revives. Your spirit reveals you to us. Our souls now thirst for our great God. Lord, we stand ready for your work. Oh, sun, your light in truth, and we rise up to you.
Lord, we come unto your word, we have come. Now we come, Lord, by your spirit, you've thrown us to you. Lord, we've come. With your hearts open wide to you.
Speak your word.
Speak your word. Let Jesus be glorified.
Now we've come.
Lord, we come. Unto your word we have come.
Let Jesus
be glorified.
Oh, speak your word.
Speak your word.
Let Jesus
be glorified.
Glorify in my life. Speak your word.
Speak your word. Let Jesus be glorified.
You speak your word tonight, Lord.
Jesus be glorified.
Now we've come.
Lord, we come.
By your spirit, you've drawn all of us to you. We are not here by a coincidence, by any form of coincidence. It's not a coincidence that you are here. God brought you here for a purpose. And whatever God has brought you here for shall be fulfilled in the name of Jesus. Ancient words ever true, changing me and changing you. We have come with open hearts. Oh, let the ancient words impart. Ancient words, ancient words, ever through, changing me and changing. We have come with open hearts. Oh, let the ancient world
impart. One more time.
Ancient world, ever through, changing. Your hands, everyone. The presence of the Lord is here. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Lord, carve upon our heart the truth that will make us free tonight. In the name of Jesus. Let's be seated. 10 left, right, with excitement, somebody. And welcome somebody to church. Amen. We give God all the praise. Now we are here to look up to Jesus, not thank you. Thank you for your thoughtful thank you. Amen. You know, the world is full of wicked people. A lot of wicked people. I told you before, learn to look at the mirror and say, I look good. But people have stopped telling people they look good. Alright, so we give God praise. If you remember when last did tell you, it's not a long time. Ask your friend, why are you not telling me I look good? It's a long time. Most people don't care. Again, you know, the economy is not even friendly for people to say those things again. But we give God praise. Hallelujah. Are you set for the word? All right. I can hear them outside. Are you set for the word? My God, outside is on fire. I think I should go outside and pray. Oh. What? I have reconsidered. I have reconsidered. Amen. Father, we give you praise. Now, let's get into the word very, very fast. You know, the interesting part of scripture that really touched my heart this evening while I was thinking and meditating through diverse materials was what Jesus said in Mark 5:35. It was so powerful for me. So powerful, so interesting. While he was still speaking, some came from the ruler of the synagogue's house who said, "Your daughter is dead. Your daughter is dead. Why trouble the teacher any further? Why trouble the teacher any further? Your daughter is dead." Next part of scripture. Interesting. As soon as Jesus heard the word that was spoken, he said to the ruler of the synagogue, "Do not be afraid. Only what? Believe." Let's say these words together. I want to go. Do not be afraid. Only believe. The word shook me while I was meditating. Now, this is a technology to get things done in the realm of the spirit on the earth. It's a law in the spirit. You know, the Bible said the law of the spirit of life in Christ has made me free from the law of what? Sin and death. There's a law called the law of sin and death that subjects us to the mastery of Satan. And there's another law called the law of the spirit of life in Christ. In Romans 8:2. So if you are in Christ, you live by another law. It's called the law of the spirit of life. Where is that law? In Christ. How many people are in Christ in this place? If you are in Christ, you ought to live by these laws. Are we together? Now, it's the word of God that have become the laws. I'm not talking about 10 commandments here. I'm talking about God's word that has become our laws. Are we together? Amen. In other words, if you are in Christ, you ought to live by his word. The Bible said that's the only way you'll be set from the law of sin and death. In the book of Psalms, God told us, he said, if a man will be found pure, he must put the word of God in his heart. Hallelujah to Jesus. In John 14, the Bible speaking about Jesus, he said, the prince of this world cometh to me and findeth nothing. Nothing in me. Satan came to Jesus, he found nothing that he will use to castigate, that he will use to judge Jesus wrong. Are we together? He found nothing. And Jesus said, he's our mirror. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Now Jesus said, do not be afraid, only believe. Now if he was afraid, something wrong would have happened. Of course, the worst had happened yet. His daughter was dead. But that was not the finality of the situation. Jesus said, for something to be changed, you must not be afraid. You ought to just believe. Meaning, if you are really in faith, you will not be scared. They don't work together. If you are in faith, you can't be scared. If you are scared, you are not in faith. He said, only believe. Next part of scripture. Oh, glory. And he permitted no one to follow him except Peter, James, and John, the brother of James. He wanted the right company. Of course, you know, Jesus wanted the right company for a reason. I'm going to show you why. Because a part of scripture says he was ridiculed. Jesus was ridiculed. I think in this kind of, in this situation. Alright, let's see Matthew 9:24. Let's see this rendition rather. He said to them, make room for the girl. It's not dead, but what? Sleeping. What happened next? The Bible says, and they what? Let's see it in the Amplifier rendition. Are you alive, church?
Yes, sir.
The Amplifier rendition. And they what? And they what? Hey, church, are you here?
Yes, sir.
And they what? And what?
Yes.
Let's see in the TPT. He told them, you must leave. For the little girl is not dead. She is only asleep. Then everyone began to ridicule him. They began to laugh at him. Anytime you say God's word, normal people will have a problem with it. Are we together? If you truly believe God's word, if you truly are living by God's word, you will not be like somebody that has sense before the eyes of people that went to school, only went to school. If all to them is just education, you will not be like somebody that has sense. It will seem like you are saying nonsense. Now here they are laughing at Jesus. If they laugh at Jesus, who are you? Why would they not laugh at you? Hallelujah to Jesus. They will definitely laugh at you. Alright? Amen. So go back to where we were. It's the only belief. Now there are several parts of the scriptures where I will show you how that he also told them not to be scared but to believe. Matthew 9 and 28. He said, and when he had come into the house, the blind men came to him, and Jesus said to them, do you believe that I'm able to do this? They said to him, yes, Lord. Next part of scripture. Then he touched their eyes, saying, according to your faith, let it be to you. See what he said. He said, do you believe I'm able to do this? Do you believe I'm able to do this? He said, yes. He said, let your faith make you whole. Take it by your faith. Are you ready to take it by your faith this evening?
Yes,
Luke 8:50. I'm saying all this to learn somewhere. But Jesus overheard them and said to Jairus, do not be afraid. Just believe and she will be healed. Just believe. Tell somebody, just believe. John 11:40. He said, did I not tell you that if you believe, you will see the glory of God?
Yes.
See, about believe. Talking about faith. Hallelujah.
Right.
And several other parts of scripture. See what the Bible said about unbelief. James 1:6. Now, before that, he has said in Hebrews 11:6 that without faith, it is impossible to please God. For anyone who approaches him must first believe that he exists and that he rewards those that what? He is the rewarder of them that diligently seek him. God is not pleased by unbelief.
Yes, sir.
If you are walking in unbelief, you don't please God. You can't even please God. It takes faith alone to please God. James 1:6. But I tell you, okay, but let me ask in faith. But let him ask in faith with no doubting. For he who doubt is like a word, a wave of the sea driven and tossed by the wind. Tell somebody, do not doubt. I'm going somewhere. How many of you believe you have eternal life? Don't doubt. How many of you know what eternal life can do? You know eternal life cannot be sick.
Yes,
don't doubt it. Don't doubt what you just said. How many of you believe 1 John 3:9? Let's read it together. Then we will ask if you believe it or not. Now I truly don't care if anybody think I'm mad. The Bible said, if you must please God, the word of God must be alive in your heart and faith.
Yes,
humbly speaking, this is what have kept me for many years. And this is what will keep me for many years. The Bible said the word of God endures forever. Are you here?
Yes, sir.
I truly don't care anybody who does not like what I'm saying. I truly don't care if you hate the word of God I'm saying. I truly don't care. I choose to believe the word of God. No matter the opinion of men, I choose to believe the word of God. Are you listening to me?
Yes,
you know, God's word and faith, the law of faith is so powerful. That I will tell you that in 5 years, I'm going to touch almost half of the world. And in the other 5 years, I'll make sure I've touched the whole part of the world. And I'll touch it while you are still watching me. That's how powerful faith can be. I don't know if you get what I just said.
Yes,
it's what I've declared to you in the secret place, declare on the mountaintop.
Yes,
if you are ready to bear the responsibility of faith, you'll see it.
Yes,
Paul said, I labor more than thee all. He said, but not me. The grace of God is what causes me to labor the way I labored. He saw it in God's word. He made up his mind that he was going to become it. And he became it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He said in 1 John 3 and 9, let's read together. Everyone, are you ready? 1, 2. Read. Whoever has been born of God does not sin. Period. 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 The word of God is the most powerful tool in the world.
Period.
Now he said, if you are born of God, you cannot sin. Do you believe that?
Yes,
don't argue. Don't try to calculate. You can't sin. Outside, are you here? Now, if the Bible says, now, we should even stop saying just the Bible said. If God said in the Bible that you will not sin if you are born of Him, how many of you are born of God? Glory to God. If you are born of God, shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The Bible says your born again nature cannot sin. Don't think it. Your human mind cannot understand this thing. Do you understand? We may truly have some ideas why we can't sin, but it's even bigger than that. The Bible says, unto him who can do exceedingly abundantly above all we have ever what? But how? According to his word. At work in us. No matter how big the word of God sounds, if we don't believe it, we cannot command the power from within us to find expression. Now, if he says I can't sin, I don't care what has been happening in the world. I don't care. You know, sometimes Satan will even remind us of men of God who started and failed. We don't care. Jesus is the standard. Forget about those people you knew in secondary school who started serving God in FCS, but today they are worldly. You know, some of you have those stories in your head. Satan keeps on reminding you of the people that failed God. Stop thinking about them. The standard is Jesus. Jesus is the standard. In John 14, he said, the prince of this world, Satan, he comes to me and finds nothing of himself in me. Satan did not find any trace of himself in Jesus. I mean, that can be said about you, because the Bible speaking about Jesus, he said, we do not have a savior who is ignorant of the feelings of our infirmities. Jesus felt the way we felt. We are feeling right now in any form of trial and temptation that we have ever passed through and can ever pass through. He felt that way. Yet the Bible says he was never subjected to sins. Somebody shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
He was never. Now I will never fall to sin. Hallelujah. Now you see, that's our belief. You are wondering how long. You know, one time I was in a conference and I heard they were talking to some boys. They said, you've been how many years in the addiction? They said, 20 years. Said, oh, it will take, you will stop it small. How can you stop it small? Is it Satan is so tricky.
Yeah.
The last time you think you will do the addiction, the last time you thought was the last time you should do the addiction. And you promise yourself that was going to be the last time and you never do it again. What happened was that you became more glued to the addiction. As you do it, you get more glued to it. That's why if you ever thought that today will be your last day for an addiction, it will never stop. Are you listening to me?
Yes,
you don't put it there and say, this is the last day I'm going to do this addiction. No! No! If anybody be in Christ,
hallelujah,
he's a new creation.
Hallelujah.
Now somebody shout amen.
Amen!
If anybody be a Doma, a Gala, a Bibio, Muslim, if you're in Christ, you are a new creation. Now, what do you ought to say? The Bible says we declare boldly what he has said. If he said we are a new creation, then we believe we are a new creation. And listen, God is not just saying many crazy things. There are a lot of reasons why he is saying what he has said. There's a technology behind his speakings. He has already worked everything out before he started declaring it to you. There are a lot of things he has worked on your inside to make sure that sin is subjected. There's a technology that has been worked on your inside. Are you listening to me? He has done many things on your inside and he has told you to live above sin. For instance, he said, be perfect as your Father in heaven. The human mind cannot comprehend that. Who is perfect? Yet Jesus, he said, he's calling you to act like a perfect man. Because he knows what he has done on your inside. The Bible says he has given us everything for what? And for what? You think he was kidding at that point? That he has given you everything you need in this life. Say, I have all this. No, you say it to see it. You don't see it to say it. The Bible says, Abraham rejoiced to see my days and he saw it.
When the word of God comes to you, you rejoice like it has already happened. It's more like giving you money and you are hungry. Do you know, if no matter how hungry you are, if I give you 5,000 now, you start smiling. Because you know you have what it takes to eat your dinner. Glory to God. Now, the word of God is what it takes to live a glorious life. You may not be there yet, but as long as you've got God's word, you begin to smile like you are there. Because you are there potentially yet. Glory to God forevermore. For instance, many people and some preachers are saying to live for God is hard. Guess what he said? He said, my yoke is what? And my burden is what? If he said it is easy, who is saying it's hard? Whose report should we believe? For them to say it's hard, they are seeing it from a wrong pedestal. From a wrong perspective. Tell somebody you ought to put on the sunglass. I don't mean S-U-N. I mean S-O-N. We got to put it. If you see life from God's perspective, it'll be so easy. You talk like him. It will blow the roof off the head of people. For instance, Jesus said she was asleep. The Bible said they began to laugh. They thought they were mocking Jesus. For instance, he taught us how to speak. He said, let the weak say. He said, let the poor say. Sounds foolish, isn't it? But he will use the foolish things of the world to confirm the wise. You see that? He said, this weak girl, why is she shouting? She's strong. I know her. She's so weak. Blah, 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 blah. Say, I'm strong. As long as you are saying you are strong, believing and speaking it, you come out of that weakness. You know, I used to say it like this, more like an analogy. I said, imagine some weak people and some poor people came to Jesus. And they came to him seated on the throne. And they said, Master, we are weak. He's like, weak? Who are weak people? Did we create anybody to be weak? He didn't create no man to be weak. He said, let the weak say, I am strong. Let the poor, they don't need any help from me. It is written in the realm of the spirit that every human being is strong. In the book of Revelation, Jesus was opening the database of a church. He said, although you are rich, but you lived poor on the earth. He was telling them in the realm of the spirit, they were a rich church. But they never discovered it. So they walked in poverty. Are you seeing that? No wonder the Bible says, you will know the truth. And the truth will what? Another part of scripture in Hosea said, my people, he didn't say Satan's people. He said, my people perish for lack of knowledge. Meaning you can be in church and be perishing. If you don't know some things. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? You are still a child of God, but you are perishing. Think, for instance, some of the things he said about a born again person. Let's see it in John 1. We're going to read for a while and enjoy the word of God. You know, the word of God is already rhema. Let's read together. One to go. In the beginning, church, let's read together. One to go. Next part of scripture. Are you on fire this evening?
Yes,
he was. Glory to God. Next part of scripture. Now all things were what? And without him, God was made. He owns all things. Next part of scripture. In him. And the light became. The word light there is civilization. The word of God is the civilization of man. Little wonder the Bible says, we are the light of the world. Hallelujah. Now, next part of scripture, we are going somewhere. Verse 6. It says, very fast media. Verse 6. Hallelujah. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. Next part of scripture. This man came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all through him might believe. He is not the light. All right? He came to bear witness of the light. Are you listening to me? And he's not our standard. Are you listening? Humbly speaking, he came to bear witness. He's a great man. But who is the standard? Jesus Christ. Now we're going somewhere. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. Next part of scripture. That was the true light, which gives light to every man coming into the world. Next part of scripture. He was in the world, and the world was made through him, and the world did not know him. Wow. Next part of scripture. He came to his own, the Israelite, where they gave birth to him, and his own world did not receive him. Next part of scripture. Because of religion, they did not receive him. Do you know that's what is happening to a lot of people? Because of where they are, they can't receive the word of God. Because of their dogmas and belief, they've been limited. Next part of scripture. Oh, glory to God. Media, be very fast. Verse 13. Who were born not of blood. How did we get here? Where were we? Verse 12 first, okay? But as many as has received him, to them he gave the right to become what? To those who what? Next part of scripture. Who were what? Not of what? No of what? No of what? But of what? I'm trying to explain born again. How were we born? Read again. Who were what? Not of what? No what? No what? But what? Listen carefully. These are a new birth. It's not a function of what our father and mother decided to do many years ago. The new birth. I'm not saying your father and mother are not your parents. But I'm saying your new birth is not a function of that decision. Let's born this person. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? Your new birth is not a function of that agreement they had that day, that night. Are you listening to me? The Bible says you are born of God. You are born of the Spirit. That's why the Bible says if you are born of God, you can't sin. But if you are seeing yourself as a function, a product of your father and mother decision, you will still be a sinner. How many of you are here this wonderful evening? Now, let me say something interesting to all of you here. Do you know that all sinners will go to hell? That is why God doesn't want you in sin. And not because God finds the light to put anybody in hellfire. No. Look at what he has done for us on the cross of Calvary. It is too much for anybody to go to hell. In fact, the Bible did not say, on the strength of what Jesus did, the Bible did not say we are conquerors. He said we are more than conquerors. And in part, when Paul was trying to explain in Romans 8, he said, what shall we say about all these things that God has done for us? He now said, if God be for us, who can be against us? He said, what can separate us from the love of Christ? If you truly have entered and understood that love, nothing can separate you from that love. Not sin, nothing. And by me saying nothing, I don't mean you will sin and you will not. You know those foolish doctrines that say whatever you do in the flesh, that's just some junks. If you truly understand the love of Christ, you will not walk in sin. Yes, say amen.
Amen.
And if you know some people are like, I don't agree. I believe that whatever I do in the flesh does not matter. You know, the good thing is that we will see where you end. Yeah. It's not a bad argument. Yes, you know what Paul said one time? He said, I will not be misbehaving, living anyhow, like more like chasing the wind. So that finally when I'm done preaching the gospel, I'll be called a castaway. Meaning it is possible that you are a Christian and if you are not conscious of this life and are living anyhow, you end up in the wrong place of eternity. Very, very true. And somebody's like, so why is this God so wicked? He's not wicked. He's a good father. Very good father. Are you listening to me? He wants the righteous in the kingdom. And he has done everything to make sure that righteousness is very easy to attain. Listen, interestingly, living for God is living for the best of humanity. If you smoke, will you not die? He doesn't want you to smoke. He doesn't want you to do anything that would destroy your nature. You would think it's about making heaven, but if you look at it vividly, everything that God says you should not do is for the best of your nature. Think about it. Think about it. Go ahead, think about any sin. Sin destroys man, it does not affect God. God is so much pain that you are getting destroyed that he died for you. It's not about him, it's about you. The Bible says he humbled himself to dying. Firstly, he was subjected 9 months in the womb of a woman. That was humility. Just for your sake, there was nothing he could not do to come to the earth and die for you. Not so that you just be praising. Some people think God is obsessed with praise. Just want people to be praising him. Now he will say, hey, not me. No. Whatever he says you should not do is for the best of yourself. The best of your interest. Think about it. The enemy has come but to what? To what? To what? Yes. He wants people to be smoking. He wants people to be drinking. He wants people to be womanizing and destroying themselves. You know, one time I was telling somebody, time never gets wasted. It's human beings that get wasted. Time will always keep counting. But as long as you are living anyhow, you are wasting your life in time. Are you listening to me? There's another side that is called eternity. Glory to God. And how to live for God is very, very easy. It's called grace. Grace is that part. He has given you everything necessary for life and for living for Him perfectly, godliness. He doesn't want you to live by power. He doesn't want you to live by might. He wants you to live by His Spirit at work on your inside. Are you listening to me? Religion will teach you that it's not possible to please God. No, God said with faith you can please me. Now that He said you are born again, now that you read in the Bible and He said you are born again and cannot sin, do you believe it?
Yes.
Meaning you wake up in the morning and say, I can't sin. They say, why? Say, I'm born again. They say, what does it mean to be born again? Means you say it means that, you know, he told Nicodemus, he said, if you want to be caught up in the kingdom of God, he said, you got to be born again. He said, do you mean I should get into my mom's womb again? He said, no, that's not what I mean. That's not what I mean. To be born again simply means you should see yourself from the lenses of God's word. Stop defining yourself from your environment, your family, wherever you had found yourself before. Start seeing yourself from the lenses of God's word. Let the weak say, if you're once in sin, now you declare I'm what? The righteousness of God. You are redefining yourself by the word of God. The Bible speaks about the washing of the word. More like washing the old mentality with the new mentality. By the precious blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus simply means the life of Jesus. You've been brainwashed by the mentality of Jesus, by the life of Jesus. You see life from Jesus' perspective. The Bible said in 1 John 4:17 that as He is, so are we. Where? In this present world. Present world. Oh, glory to God. We are not better creations. We are new creations. For many years, the church has not understood this. That is why we are just patching this Christianity. He said, I cannot put new wine in old wineskin. Who told you can't be perfect? You are perfect to walk in perfection. He said, be perfect. Walk in holiness. Walk in righteousness. You can live above all the sins in the world. All the sins. Satan is not that powerful. How can one thing somewhere be controlling on the whole world, keeping them in sin? It's a function of ignorance. We read in Hebrews 2:14. Yeah, let's read again. The Bible says He is impotent. He can't produce any effect on the earth. Let's read together. In a... Also, but so that He might make what? Which simply means ineffective, impotent, Him who? The power of death. That is, Satan had power. He doesn't have power. Now shout, he says, Satan doesn't have power. He had power. He doesn't have power. That is why when He had power, Jesus told you, He said, now He was speaking to the 12. He said, I've given you power over the power of the enemy. Because He had power before Jesus resurrected. But when Jesus resurrected in Matthew 28, He said, now all authority, all power has been what? In the word. And on the earth. Now He said, go and what? Make disciples from all nations. Now, according to the resurrection, from the resurrection's point of view, Satan has no power. Because when Jesus resurrected, He took all the power in the heavens and on the earth. He went to where Satan was and collected the keys of death. And guess what He did? He gave it to man. The Bible says life and death now are the power of your tongue. Are you listening? It's not Satan that determines things on the earth. It is you. It is what you say you see. Not what Satan wants. Now remember Ezekiel 37. The Bible said that the children of Israel, we thought, I wish media can do this thing for me. The part where they were declaring wrongly, when Ezekiel asked the Lord, he was speaking with the Lord. What power was that? Verse 11 of Ezekiel 37. Let's see very briefly. You know, I always thought that was one normal thing, event that just happened upon the face of it. Like, it was just literal. I didn't know it was even figurative. Many years ago, then the Lord opened my eyes, not so long. He said, then He said to me, son of man, these bones are the whole Israel. The whole house of Israel. They indeed say, they said, you see that? They said what? Our what? And we ourselves are what? Then they became a valley of dry bones. prophetically in the spirit, their words brought them into that realm where Ezekiel's eyes were open as a prophet. He now saw a valley of dry bones. He was thinking it's just a valley of dry bones. And the Lord said, this is the whole house of Israel. And he said, God, how did they come here? He said, what they are saying. See what they were saying. Our bones are dry. Our hope is lost. And we ourselves are cut off. And they became a valley of dry bones. The Bible says, and the bones were very dry. They were talking nonsense. Wrong conversations. Because life and death are the messes of your tongue. You see that now? You don't say wrong things. No. God said that we can live above sin. We don't say, who can live above sin? I can live above sin. Say, I live above sin. Say it in a convincing manner. Say, I live above sin. Satan is not that powerful. That's the point I'm trying to say. I'm trying to make this evening. He is not that powerful. What he does, if you look at Matthew, the Bible said in Matthew, is it 23 or some sort of, the Bible said, when the good sower was sowing, then Satan will come. What will he do? He will plant us. Where the good master will plant the right seeds, he will come and plant us. He is not omnipresent, but he seems like he's affecting the whole world at the same time. Why? He will just come and plant the wrong ideology, leave you, you'll be struggling with the wrong ideology. That's what he does. He's not that powerful. He will plant the wrong ideas in your heart and leave you for many. Satan likes wrong doctrines. Now listen carefully. If people were practicing church, Jesus came to church. Church pursued Jesus. Now what will make church to pursue Jesus? Jesus is the owner and the frontier of church. And when he entered church, church said, leave us. Now the reason for leaving was wrong doctrine. What does that minister to you? When Satan creates a lie, then he creates a system to sustain the lie. Those systems are our traditions and our dogmas in some churches, not all churches. That Jesus came and the high priest said Jesus was talking nonsense. Jesus came and the high priest said, crucify him. And when nobody, Gentiles could not even talk. Unbelievers could not say anything. Gentiles were scared of saying, crucify him. They said, crucify him. It got to a point. Pilate was considering to release him. They said, Pilate, if you cannot do it, his blood be upon us and our children's children. The height of wickedness. Satan did it. He achieved it through the Pharisees. The people that were practicing church. Can you believe that? Because of their wickedness. You know, they were proud. They were wondering, who is this young boy? This young cute man with beautiful hair standing up from the most stupid place, Nazareth. Can anything good come out from there? And he's telling us that our doctrine and our beliefs are wrong. He will come to them and say something. They will say, Moses told us. And you say, Moses said it because of your hardness of heart. You people were too stubborn. In the heavenlies, it was not in God's database. It was because Moses was scared of your wicked heart that he said so. He said, in the beginning, it was not so. And you are wondering, who is this one that they born yesterday saying in the beginning that it was not so? Alright? Now, we can answer for Jesus and say he's God, isn't it? But for us now, we'll be wondering, how did we know that it was not so? The Bible says, it said, who knows the heart of a man but the spirit of that man? It said in the same way, who knows the heart of God but the spirit of God? Now we have received the spirit which is from God that we may what? How many of you are filled with the Holy Ghost? You can know past, present, future. You see that now? That is why we can know all things. And at a point, the Bible said, even while he was trying to correct a doctrine about Abraham, they said, are you greater than our father Abraham? That's the problem of the church today. They asked, who are you that is saying something against what somebody has said? Now, with all due respect to anybody above us and fathers and etc., but look at it. Nobody is more ancient than the ancient of days. It doesn't matter how old you are. If you say something that is wrong, it is wrong. Because Jesus is older than anybody on the earth. Are you listening? Now, that doesn't mean we should disrespect anybody. We can humbly say we don't agree without insulting nobody. Take for instance, the people that disregarded Jesus and pursued Jesus were people that senior him. Because I'm very sure age added to that problem. The pride of age. This small boy, what are you saying? They took up stones. His blood be upon us. Kill him! It got to that point. Satan achieved it through religion. That's why some of you that have grown in religious settings, you often find out that a point comes, they begin to reuse witchcraft. Years ago, I was in church many years ago, and I saw a woman going to take the communion with her back as a young child. People were going frontward. She was going like this. And I was asking my friend, can you see her? He said, yeah, that's my master's person. I said, can you see how she's going? He said, she's going. I said, are you not seeing it? He couldn't see it. People were going like this. She was going like this. And my eyes were open. And I saw that was a witch. And guess what? The pastor gave her. And let's be realistic. The priest gave her. Now he gave her. Hallelujah to Jesus. Why? Because he did not see it. And as a child, when I went home, I told my father, they were just looking at me like I was crazy. Mama, this person, Simon, keep your mouth shut. Simon, shut up. Until one day they found out who she was in the barracks. Then they remembered I said it many years ago. Hallelujah to Jesus. That's how Jesus was neglected. People are suffering. People are suffering. Many men are cheating on their wives. Many men, you know, there are a lot of men, old men with gray hair, who don't have sense. You know why I know they don't have sense? All the money you have made is to the end of carrying small, small girls in high level. What sense do you have? You know, Elihu said something. He said, I thought gray hair should be reciprocal to wisdom. He said, but I found that when he heard the advice that people that had gray hair were advising on Job, he said, Kai, no, I missed it. He said, gray hair is nothing reciprocal to wisdom. Somebody said the age of Methuselah has nothing to do with the wisdom of Solomon. He said, but there's a spirit in man, and the inspiration of what? Giveth him what? Understanding. Are you here tonight? There's a spirit in man, and the inspiration of the Holy Ghost giveth him what? Understanding. Oh, glory to God forevermore.
Glory.
Hallelujah.
Glory.
So you have to understand this. I was in BSU many years ago. I remember I confronted a lecturer one time as a student because he was following, trying to mess up my member in school. He was telling her that if she would not lay with him, she would fail a particular course. And I went to his office. I said, sir, with all due respect, you are too old for this. This is only but a young lady. True life story, she's still in this church. I said, this only for a young lady, and you are trying to frustrate her. He said, who are you? I said, my name is Simon Thomas. I did not say Pastor Simon Thomas. He said, I will deal with you. You have mind. I said, sir, you cannot deal with me with all due respect. When I went out, he started asking for my matric number. So my friends were calling me, sir, they are asking of your matric. I said, give him the matric number. They gave him the matric number. I went that night, I took only Coke. I refused to eat my night food. I wrote his name large on the wall and I pasted the. If I want to deal with you, I write your name. And when I drank the coke, I kept it. And I summoned angels and elders. I said, look at the case. I brought my strong reasons. This man wants to frustrate me and your daughter, God. For no reason. Let me tell you how God loves us. God allowed two nations to be fighting in the Old Testament. Israel and another nation. God left them to fight. While they were fighting, God saw that they were disturbing, they were overpowering his children. And God carried stone. He started stoning the other nation. Leave them, leave them alone. Leave them. How many of you have been there when your younger brother was fighting and they are trying to beat your younger brother and you are removing the person's hand so that your younger brother can pack? God cannot allow us to lose. Are you forgetting what I'm trying to say? And when I wrote his name, I began to speak in tongues because I heard that he's into witchcraft. See, I've never, since I understood Christ, I've never prayed. Look at somebody and say, Father, may he not kill me. I've never, I'm telling you through my life, I've never stand and say, Lord, may that man not be able to kill me. You are joking with fire. Who sees naked wire and goes to hug it? It's not possible. I heard a story that a man went to the village. They said the uncle has killed everybody. He should not go. He said he will go. When he became born again, he said, I must go. When he went there, they said, don't even shock him. Don't shake the man. Don't, he's coming. Hide, hide. He said, I'm not going to hide. He came outside. Something was controlling the young man. When the man brought hand, he removed the hand. He hugged the man. People were shocked. When the guy went back home, he died from a slight headache. From there, when he went back home and just wanted to rest, he died. Are you people getting what I'm trying to explain to you? Isn't this God? God is the mightiest. And you are kidding God if you compare him to Satan. Satan is not the opposite of God. See, let me show you how God is powerful. He's so powerful. He's so powerful that he took Angel Michael to take Satan from heaven. Listen to what I'm trying to say. If Angel Michael was a God, he would be a stronger God than Satan. You didn't get what I'm trying to explain to you. Now, one of his... You didn't get what I'm trying to say. No, you didn't. That means if Michael was God, it is better we worship Michael. He's stronger than Satan. Have you ever heard that God stood up from his throne for a matter? He said, he that sits in the heaven shall laugh. When they were plotting, he was laughing. And you don't have time to laugh because of a situation. So why are you always burning your face? Somebody wants to kill me. Somebody wants to steal my land. Smile. You know, I was telling my wife something. I said, we were having a situation with church land, some sort of. And they said, I was wondering, the guy was not stopping. The thief was not stopping. While he was not stopping, I was asking my wife, why is this guy not scared? Because he came spiritually and I pursued him. Yes. Now, I said, why is he not scared to give up? As I was thinking with my wife, I said, oh, I remember the Lord just spoke to me. God allowed Pharaoh to follow the children of Israel till they go to the Red Sea. Now, when the children of Israel were before the Red Sea, they thought they were finished. Moses told God, what am I going to do now? See Red Sea, blah, blah, blah. He said, stretch forth whatever you are holding. When he stretched it forth, they passed as if it was dry ground. Went to the other side. Then Pharaoh and his soldiers were running because they changed their mind. That's how much they looked down on God. After they saw God's power, there are some people that Satan will bring them to their early grave. You know, when the Bible said Pharaoh's heart was very hardened, in the root word in Hebrew, it was God that allowed his heart to be that hardened. Not that God caused it, but God allowed him. Whatever he wanted to do, God said, oh, do. He thought of this going to do a wrong to the children of Israel. God did not stop. He would have stopped him. The Bible never said God was the one that made him wicked. The Bible only said God allowed his heart. You will get what I'm trying to say. There are two different things. When they got to the Red Sea, they passed. they thought they were finished. When they thought they were finished, that's when God finished Pharaoh and all of his guys. I told my wife, we'll finish him in a 9 minutes. People don't understand this mystery. You'll be finished in a 9 minutes. When you thought you figured everything out. You will not let go. Blah, blah, blah. In that 9 minutes, when you thought we are finished before the Red Sea, that is when you'll be finished. And I told my wife, fret not. We are here. I said, there is no way God can call me to be a prophet and a tout who want to come and deal with me. Where? Who born you? I don't need all the connections. I have Almighty God. The Bible says one with God is what? Majority. One with God is majority. You know, one time, my mother, she's so careful. My dad, so careful. A lot of times, they just want peace. And me too, I want peace. Simon, blah, 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 Simon. Anytime there's problems, Simon, could you be just quiet? Could you just, what if they kill you? I said, kill me? One time, my mother saw that this fire was too much. She began to tell me a story one evening. She said, let me tell you the truth. I knew you were different. I said, how do you mean? So when I gave birth to you, she explained how I was giving birth. It was quite mysterious. She said, I just told your father there's something different about this boy. We have been pretending, but two of us want to tell you. Then my father started telling me his own side of the story. He said, me too, I observed this and that, and I just knew you were different. So just continue what you are doing. We know we can't stop you. You know, one day my father said, he knelt down and told God, this boy is your own. Hallelujah. He said, this boy is your own. Now, I'm not trying to be proud. If God be for us, who can be? Do you know how many people want us down? That is why you have to embrace the word of God so much. Some people are waiting for the day they will hear that I've made 3 ladies pregnant. Many years ago, I was preaching in BSU. A young man in political science looked at me and said, this is caricature. He said, they will not waste time. In 2 years' time, you will hear that he's following BSU girls. That's what he prophesied and said. He was so sure I'll fail. Many people wish you bad. Many. One time I was speaking somewhere, I said, as long as I can pray, I am not scared of anybody's wish. If I couldn't pray, I'll be scared. If I could not pray, I'll be scared. But as long as I can pray, the Bible says, if a man can pray, there is a God that will answer. Are you listening to me? God is so powerful. He that had power over sin, he that makes people smoke is dead. He that makes people to be womanizers is dead. Are you people listening to me? Back to that lecturer story. Guess what happened in 2 days? In 2 days, he called me to his office. He said, I want us to be friends. True life story. He started asking me Bible questions to explain the Bible to him. When I was done explaining, he bought me lunch. Of course, I told him I would take later. I threw it away as a wise man that I am. Because I'm suspecting him yet. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? And from that day, we became the best of friends that I graduated. Began to come for my programs and the rest. What if he was not confronted? I'm sure he peeped in the realm of the spirit and he saw that was not a place to go to. A no-go area. Now that's not pride. Paul said we boast with distance. It's a food given to idols that are not meant to be eaten by us. That's how powerful we are. Paul said, I speak to them that have knowledge. I speak to them that have. It's a food meant for idols. Are they not meant to be eaten by us? You know the story of Bessie Dausa. They offered red boiled yam and red oil to a god. With that drink that time, is it Fanta? They call it Mirinda. They offered it to a god and they danced and rallied around the god. He was just coming back from fasting on a mountain. He now hidden. When they finished, they left. He went there, sat before the god, and started eating the boiled yam with oil. You know, hot boiled yam with oil. There's a lot of Okmoga people in this place. You know, if you are following down to Kwa when you are going to Lagos, that's a hub of roasted yam. When you begin to eat it with oil, with some onions garnish around it, that was what, you know, there's some kind of food you don't think twice about. And that was after he finished fasting. That's a good way to end your fast. He sat, the story says he sat before the God and said, come, let's eat. And he began to eat and drank the Mirinda and kept it there. Then he rushed back. The next day he came and he was hiding to see what the people would say. They were now jumping that their God ate food. That the sacrifice was accepted. Christians, the way we are powerful. The way we are very powerful. If you just have a miniature microcosm of this power, you will never be scared again in your life. If you understand this thing, Azor spirit will finish from this town. It will finish from this state. If you understand this thing, we'll pursue that demon in Idomaland. What is it called? Aleku. We'll not create a tradition with that demon. That's a demon. You know that some people are agitating for that demon. They say it's our tradition. Let me show you how powerful you are in Ephesians 1:18. Glory, glory, glory. The Amplified Rendition. I want everyone to read. Oh, glory to God. And I pray that word. Everybody read out loud. Want to go. And I pray. The word. May word. Flooded by the sword and the word and the divine guarantee, the confident word to which he has the riches of his word in the word ascend God's people, you and I. Next part of scripture, verse 19, it said, and so that you begin to work what the word. And what? And what? No, you read it too ordinary. You know, when you are driving and you get to a bus stop, you stop. This is bus stop. Let's read again. And so that you begin to what?
Know.
You begin to know what the word. You can't measure this power. And what?
Money.
The power is without limit. And what?
Surpasses.
The power surpasses greatness of his what?
Active.
Spiritual.
Power.
In who?
All.
There's an immeasurable. There's an unlimited. And there's a power that surpasses greatness in you. No wonder Moses can not stand before the Red Sea. He said, what are you holding? He said, do the stick like this. He said, now the stick is a mantle. The power is immeasurable. That changes stick into a mantle. And that small stick that Moses was just using to blade, it parted the Red Sea. Are you people getting on
track?
Parted the Red Sea. Moses said, you are sending me. Give me a name. They have gods there. They have plenty names. You give me a name. So that I will tell them the name of the... Because God did not want to give him a name. He said, if you get there, just tell them I am that I am. Now Moses, I'm sure Moses was wondering, what kind of name is this one? More like a blank check, fill in the gap. I am anything you want me to be. Moses went there and said, my God is I am that I am. They said, okay, let's prove your God. These are all magicians. They're going to make all the stick change to snake. Let's see what you can do. He said, okay, he just dropped his own. His own became a bigger snake and swallowed all the snake. I am anything you want me to be. Many is telling Moses, if you want me to be a snake, Satan is not snake. Oh, I see some of you are looking at me now. See? Satan is not snake. Satan only used the idea of snake to deceive man. He learned from snake. If you look at it from the yes, the snake was the most cunning and subtle. He looked at the snake. He learned from the snake and deceived man. Now man was supposed to be even in charge of that wisdom. Are you together? I'm trying to explain to you. But Satan learned from a snake, and said, Satan is not a snake. The Bible said, be what? Gentle as a dove, and what? Wise as a serpent. How can God to tell you to be like a devil? Did you catch it now?
Yes,
that doesn't mean that you should rest snakes. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? For somebody who say, Pastor told us something. Please, can I get Python? I want to rear Python. You're on your own. Are you listening to me?
Yes,
and when Moses was just before, that was the one that hit me. Before the Red Sea. He said, God, we are finished. He said, finished. How? When me, I'm here. He said, how can they? He said, just fling that stick. Fling it is a man. He did like this. The Bible said the Red Sea parted as if it was dry ground. Dry ground. And they walked upon it. You know, I was telling my friend one time. I said, who told Pharaoh that road was created for them?
What God created.
Did they ever have a budget for bridge? Why are you trying to follow a road that was not created for you? That's dangerous. Are you listening to me?
Yes,
I was telling a couple one time. I said, people are crying that witches are in your office and etc. It's because you are practicing religion. You don't know God.
Uh-huh.
You want to enter a new office, you change seat, you change table, in fact, you can change the office if they give you a privilege. There's nothing you are not changing.
Uh-huh.
I said, how do we prove that God is powerful? How do we prove? Are you listening to me? I'm not foolish. I will not open my drink and go somewhere and come back and carry. I will not open it. If it's open, I'll throw it away. But I'm not so careful to just be, maybe, you know, 2 seconds you are like, do you know they've killed people like that? They just turn their head, they put the this thing. Doesn't mean if you just drink the thing, you should die. It says you shall drink poisons and they shall not hurt you. You drink it, nothing will happen to you. It's God's part. My spiritual father ate poison. The woman died. She was confessing before she died. When she was confessing, he told me, he said, Simon, if you saw that food, you too would have eaten. That kind of food, they don't pray before they eat it. They eat it and pray. It was his best fried rice, chicken with everything, with zobo. He likes zobo. He told me, there is no way I'll miss that food, Simon. He said, I ate it before I thank God. How many of you have been there before? That instead of thanking God before you eat and thank him. All thanks, not thanks. You know, when I became a pastor, I had to start behaving well because my father was suspecting me because of I don't pray before I eat. When I just come to the house, I'll just carry a spoon. Say, Simon, bless the food for the family. I say, hey, whatever I touch is blessed in Jesus' name. He will say, it's wrong. I had to repent. Sometimes I'll just choose. I say, Father, we thank you for this food. We give you praise. Glory to God. As we eat, we are nourished. This food is blessed in Jesus' name. He told me. He said, you shall trample upon snakes and scorpions, and they shall bite. By no means. They can use any other, any way they want to use. It will not hurt you. It doesn't matter the means. It is not supposed to hurt you. Not kill you. Hurt. If it hurts you, it's a problem. Hurt you. Oh, Satan does not exist in my world. The Bible says he had power. He doesn't have power. The Bible says in Romans 6:20, and the God of peace will crush Satan under thy feet. Under thy feet. He is under my feet, crushed as good as dust. Yeah. Satan is dust, and to dust he has returned. Yeah. Yes, I know that hits some people in the head. We are not dust. When Adam made a mistake, the Bible said God told him the consequence of his mistake. He said, Adam, now you dust to dust you shall return. Because his form was from the dust of the ground. But the Bible said, if we receive the same spirit as what? That spirit as what? Our what? You see that? So we are not dust returning to dust. In fact, the Bible said the dead in Christ shall be the first to put on their flesh and reign on the earth forever. This flesh that you think is dust has eternal life. It will live forever. So why do you call it dust? Oh, glory. Now answer me like you believe. Glory. If you are not believing, you are so far to see. Pharisee. And you are far to see because of religion. Now remember, I started by telling you how the church rejected Jesus, just like you are trying to reject me now. You see that? Say, pastor, say we are not dust, we are not returning to dust. How dare him? Now that's what they said. Jesus came to them, and when he said some things, they were arguing. Are you greater than our father Abraham that dug wells for us? Our father Jacob that dug wells? He said, you don't need wells. You don't need holy water. He said, if you believe in me, out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water. You don't need to be carrying bottles of water anywhere. You ain't civilized in the realm of the spirit. It is anything you touch that is holy. The Bible said the handkerchief and aprons from Paul were healing the sick and casting demon out. Handkerchief and aprons from Paul. Handkerchief and apron. Meaning, Paul just cleaned his sweats and mistakenly just kept it. Somebody thought it and said, He was not anointing handkerchief to sell. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? Just like all your clothes you are wearing now, if you truly understand who you are, when you remove it and keep, anybody that carries it to take it anywhere cannot survive it. Fire will scatter the place. You know, many years ago, they carried my clothes. Sorry, I don't know how to say this thing. But they carried it outside as a student. Some of my clothes, my inside clothes. And somebody came to me and said, pastor, they steal your inside clothes? That was when Yahoo just started in Nigeria. He said, they will use it for Yahoo. I said, hey, really? He said, are you joking with me? They will use it. I said, let them use it if they can. You know, sometimes people, you dash people, say, they say, they will go and use it and put bad luck on you. How? And some of you have stopped dashing clothes. Because, you know, the proof that you don't have the anointing of the Holy Ghost is that you are not dashing. They say, have we helped those who help themselves? What part of scripture? What power of scripture? They came and told you something. You are becoming conscious of demonic power. Fear is faith in the opposite direction. When you fear Satan, you are saying, I believe your ability. Yes, sir. I don't fear Satan. He has no power. The Bible said he has no power. He had, but now he does not have. Oh, death, where is thy? The Bible said victory is swallowed up by what? Death is swallowed up by what? Meaning victory is got a big mouth. You have to speak. Speak. Speak God's word. Be careful for nothing. How can I imagine that Satan can kill me? Somebody that has no power. If Satan creates the imagination in your heart, he will kill you. He's the one that sends wrong thoughts in our heart. He's the one. If he wants you to fail in school, he will start sending the signal first. You can't do it. It's too hard. The lecturers are wicked. The lecturers... Stop thinking that way. People that have first class in that department don't have two heads. You know, when you get to any department, they are gatekeepers. The opposite and the positive. The negative and positive. The opposite will first come to you and say, wait till carry you come this department. I want to know. The lecturers are wicked. They are failures. They are failures. Hallelujah to Jesus. But you meet some guys. In fact, they are scared of saying the lecturers are not wicked, because the ones that believe the lecturers are wicked are more. So when they're in the public, they'll be saying the lecturers are wicked. But when they go to the hidden, you see them reading like the lecturers are not wicked. You'll be wondering, if the lecturers are wicked, why are you reading like this? Hard work pays. Are you listening to me? He will send wrong signals in your heart. Maths is hard. Computer science is hard. Medicine is hard. You will fail. The pictures will just... Now, your mother is on a sick bed. You'll be painting pictures of death. What if mommy died? Stop thinking, what if mommy died? Don't even say, what if mommy lives? She lives. Yeah. Faith is definite. A double-minded man is what? Unstable in what? And cannot receive anything. You can't be wondering whether you have eternal life or not. You have eternal life. You can't be wondering whether you can live above sin or not. You can live above sin. Every day of my life, I'm never scared. I can live above sin. Let me say one thing before we end, because some people are wondering. They say we're going to have a new body, and that body is going to be a body that probably cannot sin. It's not true. There's a glory that will happen that we cannot explain in the end of the world, in the twinkle of an eye. But right now, the glory we have in Christ Jesus can subject sin. Let me explain it to you. Colossians 3 and 3. Let's read together. Colossians 3 and 3. It said, for you died to this world, and your new real life is hidden with Christ in God. Now look at verse 4. Look at verse 4. It says, when Christ, who is your life, appears, then you will also appear with him in glory. Now, next part of scripture. See what it says. It says, so put to death. You see that? And deprive of power the evil longings of your earthly body. You see that? You see that? See what he says in verse 4. He said, there's a certain glory that will come to us at the appearing of Christ. Nevertheless, right now there's a glory to subject and to put to death evil right now upon the face of the earth. So don't think that that glory that will be revealed in the parousia is the reason why you will live above sin. Are you people getting what I'm trying to explain to you? What is that glory? That glory is that change that may happen to our body. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to say? A unique kind of change we can't explain. But that doesn't mean right now that the change that is supposed to happen to our body for us to live above sin is not at work in us. It is at work in us. I've heard people ask this question several times and they get confused. They're like, there's a particular kind of glory, blah, 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 blah. And so which one now are we going to use to live above sin? There's a glory right now that Paul has explained enough in scripture. I mean, in Romans 8:11, he said, if the same spirit that raised Jesus from the dead lives in you, that spirit has what? The next part of scripture, verse 12, says, you are debtors. You are the one owing God. Debtors not to walk in the flesh, debtors to by the spirit mortify. You see that? You mortify the desires of the flesh. Are you listening to me? You know, it's a kingdom call. And let me talk to my brothers and sisters before I end today. Those ones that believe in whatever you do in the flesh does not matter. Now, firstly, before I go further, you are believing a wrong thing, humbly speaking. Because it's a kingdom call, it's not a heaven call. The call for Christians is heaven on earth. Now, listen, in Matthew 6, Jesus taught us how to pray. He said, our who art in hallowed, thy kingdom, thy will be done. As it is done where? What is the call? As it is done on earth, let it be like that. As it is done in heaven, let it be like that where? On earth. It's a kingdom call. Kingdom is that as it is in heaven, it should be upon the face of the earth. Because kingdom summarizes heaven and the entire part of the earth. Are you listening to me? The entire part of the universe. See what Jesus said. He said, heaven is where I sit, my throne, and the earth and everywhere extends as my footstool. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? So the kingdom of God extends beyond the parameters of the heavens. But heaven right now is the capital city of the kingdom. Did you get what I'm trying to say? It's the capital city. Abuja is the capital city of Nigeria. But Nigeria is not just limited to Abuja. But the standard for every state in Nigeria is to be like where? The capital city. Which is what? So as it is in Abuja, so should it be in Makurdi. I don't know that people are getting what I'm trying to say. That doesn't mean that Makurdi is not part of Nigeria. But we're trying to copy the standard of Nigeria, which is what? Abuja. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to say now? So heaven is the capital of the kingdom. That's why the Bible said in the book of Ephesians that we are named, the name we bear in Christ Jesus gives us access to the family of God in heaven. We bear the same surname. I may be in Lagos, but if you are my brother, you are still part of the family. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to say? So we have some of our family members in heaven while we are on earth right now. The same access they have, we have. Whatever you bind on is bind where? Whatever access they have, you have. Whatever access you have, they have. No limitation. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to say? But you see, there is something that we need to bring about the influence of heaven to the earth. That is purity. He said, in a great house are several vessels. Some are for honor, and some are unto what dishonor. He said, if a man purges himself of the latter, he becomes a vessel profitable for the master's use. The purging is not up to you. It is up to God through you. It is up to what? Through you. He has given you everything you need to make the purging easy. Let me give you a clue. Romans 6 and 3. Let me show you what Jesus has done for us. Just a miniature macrocosm. We're going to read together. One, two, read. He's going to explain further. Next part of scripture. I want everybody to read. Even so, let me make this more exciting. Give me the TPT rendition. I want you to read out loud. These are last scripture before we pray. One, two, go. And entomb with him, so that we have been, so that you see that. See what has happened in his dead burial, the technology, what he did. Now I'm going to explain further. Verse 5. Let's read together. Are you ready? 1, 2, 3. Read. To experience, then, to experience, and next part of scripture. I mean, you've not seen something yet. Verse 6. Are you seeing this? I'll tell you the truth, I don't like how you are reading. We're going to read again. 1, 2, go. Could it be any? For we were to dismantle, my God, so that we will no longer, one moment longer, submitted to sin's heart. My God. Do you believe this? Do you believe this?
Yes,
next part of scripture. Verse 7. Obviously. How many of you died with Christ? How many of you died with Christ? The Bible says a dead person is incapable of sinning. We are not dying while died with Christ. Say, I'm incapable of sinning. Don't be careful about it. Say it with a louder voice. It's not pride. It's faith. Part of the equation for faith to be fulfilled is your speaking. We believe and so we speak. If you truly believe, you say it. Let the redeemer of the Lord say so. You can't be redeemed and be quiet. Are you listening to me? A dead person is incapable of sinning. Next part of scripture. What want to read? We know. Next part of scripture. His resurrection life has glory to God. Next part of scripture. I want us to hit the nail on the head. One to read. Once and for all. Next part of scripture. So let it be the same way we since you are now human as well. Why living daily for God's pleasure in union with Jesus, the anointed one? Glory to God. Let it be the same way with you, brother. Since you are now joined with him, you must continually, every day of your life, you have to view yourselves as what? Dead. That's what I said. You are not dying. You are dead. Remember the Bible said in verse 3 that we're entombed in verse 4. Entombed with him. Co-entombed, co-resurrected. Oh my God, are you here? You must continually view yourself as dead and unresponsive. Say, I'm unresponsive. Say with a loud voice, I'm unresponsive to sin's appeal. Any sin will be appealing every time. To me, do it, do it. You are unresponsive. They will knock at the door. You say, no sin. For the grace of God has appeared to all men so that we may say what? No. It has worked us as vessels. It has capacitated us as vessels that can say no, Satan. There, Jesus, no, Satan. No, Satan. Whether nobody is watching, no, Satan. I got all the money in the world, yet no, Satan. My money is for more souls, no, Satan. Glory to God. Every time, Satan, as long as we call your name, no. And that's why I don't emphasize Satan so much. You know, because Satan right now is powerless. Something that is powerless should not be the emphasis. When you go to a church that they're emphasizing Satan, they don't know the power of Jesus. We can't market Satan when we have finished work to market. What Jesus has done is too much for us to talk about Satan. If we want to talk about Satan in a service, it's obviously as a specimen. How many of you did biology or sciences before? How many of you ever played with cadaver? I mean cadaver rat. I know some of you are scared of human bodies. Dead rats. How many of you have played with dead rat before? How many of you have seen lizard in a... How many of you have seen lizard before? If that lizard were alive, I'm sure all the ladies would not enter that lab. But you see ladies in science lab playing with lizard because it is dead. Have you seen ladies run and almost climb the wall because of cockroach before? Talk less of lizard. Woo! Glory to God. If that lizard was alive, they would run. But guess what? Guess what? As long as the lizard was dead, they are confident. They are only using the lizard as a specimen. What is a specimen called? Specimen D. Specimen devil. Specimen D. So I'm talking about Satan right now, but I'm relating to him as a specimen. If you observe, I'm not at all in the teaching today. I was not talking to Satan like he was any being. I was only referring to him as a specimen to teach you something. Not as a powerful being. Listen, if you use 6 hours and you call Satan for 6 hours, you wasted your prayer. Tongues is not to kill Satan. He has been killed. Praying in tongues is to build up your most holy faith. Bible says praying in the spirit, building up your, when you build up yourself and get to a plane, that plane is called far above what? Principalities and power. From that plane, you don't see Satan. How many of you have taken a flight before? Now, don't lie. Don't lie. How many of you have truly taken a flight before? If you have taken a flight before, if you have taken, wave your hands, let me. All right, rejoice. Which one did you take? All right, for some of us who truly have, imagine you were going to travel. Which one did you take? Which one did you take before? Huh? Sorry? Arik Airlines. Hallelujah. I heard Corey say Glory Airs. I think that's the one for Cabot. Amen. So that when the nations are coming, they'll be landing in Glory Airs. The government shall be upon. We help them. You know, I was telling a friend, I said, it will come to a time that the church we have, it's military. A lot of things will end. A time will come in this world that people, systems and organizations have to have their own security team. That time when it comes, orders that will be given. Orders. You know, I was watching the news on Facebook. They say Fulani entered one town, Port Harcourt, one village. And they say none of them came out alive. How many of you saw it? That's the standard. You know, we heard one of our brother, and we are sure God will remove him from the hand of wicked men, that was defending himself, and they caught him, and now they say they will kill him, right? Something like that. They declared him to die by hanging or something. One of our Christian brothers that was trying to defend himself from a Fulani man, and they are declaring that he should die. The courts are declaring he should die, and etc. I believe God will bring him out. But listen, I wonder if you kill that kind of person, don't put it on news. Are you listening? If a Fulani man wants to kill you and you kill him, leave. Don't put it on news, because you have seen that they don't know what they are doing in this country. Anybody that wants to defend yourself. How can I defend somebody that wants to kill me down? And when I collect the gun, I'll say, I have collected the gun, I'll go. What are we thinking? I collect the gun, I say, I will not shoot you, I'll go now. Go. He straightened my hand to war. One of my pastors will say, the kingdom of God is at hand. This thing, you don't put it out. I was talking to one of my military friends. He said some of these things. He was wondering why some soldiers will be doing video. He said, they don't do video. They catch you watch the boga boy, and they keep on moving. What are you doing video for? You're in your farm. Somebody come wants to cut you. I cut his head and move on. Don't do video. Why are you? Don't even tell me. It is a righteous act. If you read the Bible, Jesus, God told the Israelites how to arrange and kill the Philistines. If you observe, they have a route with Fulanis. He said, arrange. The Lord give you understanding. Now, I'm not trying to preach it. If they burn anybody, well, let them come to my side. Let them come. If you can kill me, kill me. But if you can't, you are in trouble. And I always say, if you can kill me fast. Kill me fast, oh. But if you can't, you are in trouble. You and your entire generation are gone forever. Now, a time is coming, I'm prophesying in this nation. Listen, I believe. See, I've taught you self-defense. And any government that have sense know that I'm not saying a bad thing. But beyond self-defense, there's a power of the glory of God on your inside. I told you one of the stories that happened in Jos. This man, this pastor, they killed a lot of people in his compound. Why they were killing people? He told his wife, he said, "Baram, ba'akaban is a mutu." Meaning, this is not how I will die. He told his wife, "Follow me." She followed him outside. They entered and were entering the compound and killing people. He stood with his wife like this and was looking at the Fulani men. They were looking at his side, but they were not seeing him. And they finished everything and left. Now, I'm not trying to hype him beyond the people they died. God have mercy on their souls. Are we together? But I'm trying to teach you something that amidst the situation, we can still find faith. And we're not saying those ones that died did not have faith. get, don't, you know, some people know how to be wicked with castigating men of God. Say, pastor, say people that died don't have faith. No, that's not what I'm trying to say. Are we together? I'm trying to teach you that amidst these kind of things, God can still show a dimension that will blow your understanding. Remember, the guy said to himself, the man, he said to himself, meaning this is not how I'll die. I started by telling you that all the people that met Jesus, he told them at the end, your faith has what? Your faith has what? It is up to you. I tell you the truth, and I prophesy, the power of God is going to rise from our inside. You know, I met one Fulani man. He liked me so much. At the end, he said, Kai, pastor, you are so much of a good person. I know you'll be great. I love you so much. There's something I want to give you. I said, what's that? He said, I'm going to give you the thing because you are a good man. You put it here. Anywhere they are fighting, you just drive and pass. Nobody will see you. I just started laughing. I started laughing. I tell you the truth. I couldn't hold it. He's laughing. Hey, whoa. I looked at the man. You say what? He said, I will give you something because of how much I like you. You put it here. Anywhere you pass, even if they are fighting, they will not see you. I said, please just forget that thing. Let's be going. You know, he saw that I was so sincere in a business that he started telling me he wants to give me something to protect me. I was wondering who will protect who. But this is the point. Look at somebody, an unbelieving Philistine, an uncircumcised Philistine. Somebody who does not know the Lord has something that will protect him. They have said Satan can protect them. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? How much more God Almighty? Listen, if you read the Bible, there was something called five foolish virgins. They were virgins, meaning they were pure, but they were foolish. They didn't have oil. Ororo. They didn't have the anointing. You can be a Christian and a virgin. I wish you get what I'm trying to say. Without oil, it is the oil that breaks the yoke. Now, I'm not saying don't be pure. You can be pure and anointed. A balanced Christian. Jesus is both wisdom and power. Not just wisdom and not just power. Because you can be anointed and be foolish at the same time. But Jesus is both what? Wisdom and his word power. A balanced Christian. You are full of the anointing. You are full of purity. Balance that. So my emphasis, the five foolish virgins. What was their mistake? They didn't have oil. They trusted their virginity so much that they left the oil. There are Christians like that. Have you seen good Christians die? Talk to me. Have you seen very good Christians die? That we begin to ask God, God, why does good people die and bad people? Now, this is the mistake sometimes, not every time. Sometimes is that we neglect the oil because we think our part is righteous. You know, if you want the anointing, you pray it into manifestation. You consciously pray it into manifestation. As we are talking like this, there are men that rose in this country called Apostle Babalola. Men who entered into evil forests. Forest they call evil forest. I'm sure he asked the question, who named it evil when I've not come? And there was a big serpent years ago in that forest. They willingly dash him the land with just peanut. They say, take the land. This man of God entered the land and was ringing his bell. Those days he used to have a bell. Was ringing it and praying. And the serpent was trying to come and kill the bastard that was in the serpent's heart. Who was that bastard? And as the serpent was coming, he was hearing the sound. All his boys were at his back hiding. Just like, me, hiding at his back. He was ringing the bell and praying like a man. You know. And as the serpent came before him, which was running, he stopped and looked at him and bowed his head. He did not run. He laid his hand on the serpent and it dried up. You know, as I'm talking, some people are saying, fairy tale. Now, jege. Because they doubt God's power. There's a man of God called Tommy Hicks. He's a God's general. He prayed so much to encounter God. When he encountered God, God now told him, an Argentinian president in those days, very wicked. He said, God told him that man will sponsor the gospel. How can God call somebody that is antichrist to sponsor gospel? Then God told him to go and meet the man. The PA to the man told him that if I tell Oga you are here, me and you will die. Oga does not want to see anybody. He said, me, I have been given a, they told me. He said, who told you? He said, don't worry, I am supposed to see Oga. He said, come on. He said, no, it's today, now, I will see Oga. He said, okay, on one condition, I'm very sick. If you can heal me, I will make sure you see Oga. But if you can't heal me, I'll kill you. He said, okay, what is the sickness? He called the sickness. He laid hands on him, prayed for him. I think leprosy or something. He left immediately. No, it was not leprosy. It was the Oga that had leprosy. Prayed for him. The sickness left immediately. He said, okay, let's go. He opened. He said, the Oga was angry because he had not seen anybody for 3 months. Why he had leprosy, he was ashamed. And to me, he said, I can heal you. He said, you can heal me? He said, yes. He said, if you can't heal me, I will kill you. After that, somebody with leprosy. See how wicked. He said, if you try and can't heal me, I will kill you. He said, let's try it. He laid hands on the man. And he infected the man with eternal life. You know, when you have leprosy, they are not supposed to touch you. The man touched the man became infected. And when the man was infected with eternal life, he got well immediately. He said, which stadium do you want? He said, I've sponsored everything for 1 week, I'll be 1 month, be preaching. Tommy Hicks began to preach. He preached and the miraculous broke out so much. People were waiting. There was crusade at the front of his hotel house. Big crusade. People were gathering and buying and selling. He was in the hotel. From this room down, crusade. They are waiting for him to come out. Let them touch him. The man had to disguise like a woman and put breasts. And wear makeup. And went out. And ran away from the town. So that nobody would touch him. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? There are some people that, you know, the way you stay with God so much, God tags you the desire of all nations. The desire of all nations. This is your fire that you are gathering right now. It's for nations. Oh. Neglect not these things you are doing right now. Say, why am I praying every day 6 hours? Where are they praying? Why are they praying? You see some foolish people, you are praying. What is in your bank account? Don't worry. Better is the end of a matter than the beginning. You see this prayer? It will save you. As you are praying like this, filling your power bank, there is a time that will come where there will be no light. NEPA will take light. You know what I mean by that? Mommy will be on a sick bed. Daddy's leg will be having some issues. God forbid. But some things, they happen. And instead of everybody crying, one small girl stands up and says, Daddy, where is the part of the leg paining you? Say, my daughter is this place. She lays her hand. They are trying to laugh. Oh. She lays her hand. And Daddy is shocked. He can't feel the pain anymore. He can't feel the pain anymore. Daddy is trying to do a building project for several months. Nothing is happening. You come back from a service. Say, Daddy, I sense today that money cometh. An ark in that house. There's an ark there. That ark is that lady. You are not wasting your time. You are not. They say, if you don't have friends that can give you 60 million, you have wrong friends. Mm-mm. There are some friends that can pray six hours. 6 hours. And when your faith is failing, call them. Just call them. There are things money cannot do. Many money will not do it. Plenty money. It takes one phone call from somebody that says, let's pray 2 hours. Shop, pop. And it's done. It's done. The other day I was hearing a testimony that got me excited. A lady said she was so weak. Her body was so weak and she called a brother in church. And he spoke to her. She fell from the phone. The anointing hit her. She was under the power of God. And the sickness left her immediately. Have a brother indeed. Not boyfriend, but brother. My God. Not those fake interpretation of scripture. Make a break with him, prophet, say to you. You have fine eyes. Make I break up. Not those kind of things. Sincere brotherhood and sisterhood. It will help you in times of need. Those days while we're growing up, if we feel weak, we just visit our friends. And we'll find them being ba 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 ba. Or we'll just enter ba 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 ba. And that's how we tap into strength and go back home. And when they are weak too, they will come. I can't tell you the number of times my friends will come and sit down. And when they ask a question, I know what is happening. Because iron sharpened. I have those kind of friends. Friends that will look at you in your face and say, you are misbehaving, brother. You are misbehaving. Do you know that those friends that will be angry at you initially and say you are a bad friend, you don't support me, they will come back to you.
Yes,
they know you are the true friend.
Yes,
say, the way you are doing in church, you don't respect anybody. You think so, you don't grow. Then they talk to you, know they hear. Me and your friend, you are foolish. Ooh. Better is the wound of a friend than the kisses of an enemy. Have those kind of friends. And make them your roommates. I always tell young people, as long as you are not married, as much as you can, live with somebody. Live with somebody. I know some of you are saying, I like my space. I know you like your space. I like your space too. But as much as you can, is an advice. Live with somebody. Don't live alone. It will help you. Are you listening to me? It will help you. Except 1 year you want to marry, 2 years you want to marry, hey, go and start living on your own. But as long as you are bloody, bloody single, like a bloody civilian, be with a roommate. Are you listening to me? Glory to God forevermore. Can you feel the fire? We are caught up in the glory. This is what I mean. When I go back home, I'm not like Satan. God help me not to sin. God, thank you because I can't sin. I am born again and I can't sin. 1 John 3:9. Sin with boldness. Now, if I can't sin and I have a new nature, then I don't have anything that causes anybody to sin. Kinetically working in me is all the ability of God on my inside. I can do all things. Without knowing all things, I can. All things through Christ who what strengthens me. I am not conscious of Satan. There is no Satan in my world. I am not conscious of him. Christ before me. Christ behind me. Christ by my side. Christ on my head. Christ under my leg. Everywhere Christ. That's what St. Patrick said. Christ everywhere. I don't think Satan. God is a light so shining. And in him there is no trace of Satan. Imagine that in heaven right now they are saying, every angel stand up, let us pray against all the kingdom of darkness. How many of you will leave that heaven? Why do you think they don't pray that kind of prayer in heaven? How many of you ever had a vision and in the realm of the spirit you saw angel Michael saying, okay Michael, Gabriel, lead us opening prayer. And Gabriel was like, okay, oh rega baba, every kingdom of darkness standing against my life, standing against my destiny, what are you waiting for? Fire, catch fire, catch. How many of you will leave that heaven? So people begin to suspect, where are they like this? You see, most of you seated there, you are having problem because you know that heaven is not supposed to be like that. Heaven is a, when you get to it, the Bible said there was no place found for Satan. He didn't have any habitat. They throw him away. Throw him away from the heavens. No place. If he gets to heaven now, there's no place for him. He can't even find expression there. And the Bible says, as it is in what? So should it be. Satan is not walking around he may be in the whole world. But the Bible says he is active in this world around the sons of disobedience. Not around the sons of God. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? And that's what the Bible says, we are like aliens upon the face of the earth. Our ways are different. He comes to us, he finds nothing in us. Boldly speaking. Boldly, he said, I've not given you the spirit to what? But the spirit of what? And what? And what? If you don't have this spirit, you will walk in sin. Sound mind, power, love. You need to have sound mind. Sophronismos. You say, I can't see.
I can't see.
Because without faith, you can't please God. Sound mind is not, there are things, I don't, no! Sound mind speaks boldly. He has said so that we may what? Boldly say. Not timidly say. I don't, maybe God will bless me. Ah, I'm blessed. I'm blessed in the morning. Abraham's blessing am I. You say with confidence. You are not scared. They say, brother, can you live in sin? You say, not exactly. It's just the grace of God. Everybody is a sinner. You are failing God. You are failing him. He has said so that you may boldly say. Boldly say. He said, my yoke is what? And my burden is what? When you read Romans 6, you understand what he meant by yoke is easy, burden light. with what he has done. Colossians 3 and 1 says, set your affections on the things above, only at the Father's right hand. Stop thinking of weakness. Stop thinking of failure. Think of glory and glory and glory. And the path of the just is like a what? A shining light that shines bright. And what? And what? Only brighter. You don't think failure. Whatsoever is good, think of it. Whatsoever is of good report, whatsoever is nice, whatever is glorious, don't think of failure. You can command your thing. You can determine your thinking to determine your results. Think the right things, see the right things. I can never fail in my life. It's not pride. The word of God said I'm not supposed to fail. I agree with the word and I speak. I can't fail. I can't fail. Say, what if you fail in life? Say, sometimes people get poor and rich. No. People is not me. I am a person in Christ. I only get rich and rich. Say, riches are not static. Because sometimes some people are poor. Sometimes. No, I am only rich and rich. I'm not some people. I'm a son of God. Do you understand? It's not pride. Are you catching these things? It's not pride. When you go back home today, make up your mind. I don't sin. People will criticize you. Tell them I don't sin. Say, how are you? I say, I am fine. I don't sin. Say, we did not ask you. Say, no problem. I just felt like saying it. Thank you. I'm perfect. So how are you? I'm perfect. Practice it. How are you feeling? Perfect. Have you eaten? Perfect. Do you have money? Perfect. Perfect. Why are you not married yet? Perfect. When will you be married? Perfect. Nobody should make you feel bad. You are 20, you are 29, you have not married. Where did they write it that at 29 people should marry? Why are you feeling that your time has passed? See, there's a good man waiting for you. A wonderful, handsome, holy, righteous, rich. And even if you don't see the riches in manifestation, see it in faith. Because as far as your eyes can see. When are you getting married? How is your health? How is this Christianity doing with you? Perfect. How is your life? When you hear them saying life no balance, just tell them life is 10 over 10. For me, life is not full of ups and downs. It's full of ups and ups. Ups and ups. And when it seems like I'm going down, it is preparing for a way for me for more ups. For more ups. When we pray in tongues 28, then all things work it together. For somebody praying in tongues, even if you are in the dungeon, if you are in a hole, in a well, fret not. They say, why? Say, I'm praying in tongues. And so what? Everything will be perfect. People of God, as I said these tongues, I saw some of you face. You don't pray in tongues. Say, Pastor, why did you add this? You just point everything. See, everything I'm saying cannot work until you get plugged in the economy of God. He has given us everything for life. What are the things he has given us? You have to ask questions. Revelation, the Holy Spirit. Within the Holy Spirit is the ability to know. In fact, let us say the Holy Ghost. Everything is in the Holy Spirit. He's the one that gives us revelation. He's the one that teaches us how to pray. Romans 8:26. We don't know how to pray. How many of you know where your next miracle will come from? Stand up and tell me. If you know the next person that will favor you, stand up and tell me. None of us know. How many of you know tomorrow? Stand up and tell me. You know exactly what will happen tomorrow? Stand up and tell me. We all don't know how to pray as we ought to pray. Because what is prayer? Calling forth the will of God into manifestation. But we don't know how to pray as we ought to pray. But the Holy Spirit helped our word. With groanings. What is the infirmity? We don't know how to pray as we ought to. The Holy Spirit helped that area with groanings words cannot express. So it is not hallelujah, I give God praise. That is part of prayer, but it's a deeper part of prayer. It's called praying in tongues. Are you listening to me? When you begin to allow the Holy Ghost take the prayer wheel of your life, he begins to help you pray. God himself is what, see, salvation is so perfect that even prayer, it is God that is praying for us. You just need to have a desire, then he will pray for you. The advantage is too much to fail, brother. See, let's bet. I will never fail in my life. Let's bet. I will never fail. Oh, who wants to bet? Come, let's bet. We will never fail in our life. With the Holy Ghost, me fail? Where? Even if the whole world say no to me, like Jesus. Jesus lost all his members, it remained 12. 12. See, you know, as I'm saying this, is it before he did miracles? We pastors understand that it's not by miracles. If Satan wants to make somebody foolish, even Satan will be foolish for your foolishness. But in Jesus doing every miracle when he was done, before we close, when he was done, with the food, oh, somebody that multiplied food. You saw full rice, cooler of rice became 3 cooler. How many of you will leave that man? All your life will be full of rice. Okay, now I know you are wondering, I will not leave. There is no temptation that is not common to man. If they left, you can leave. They are sensible as you. Yet at a time, they say, let's go, I beg. We are tired of him. We are tired. We don't understand his preaching again. We don't understand his ways. Jesus lost everybody. It remained 12. He said 12. Are you guys going to? If you go, close the door. They said, to whom should we go to? You have the word. The words of, I have it, brother. Not trying to kid, brother. No pride. I have it. No, you know, sometimes people say, be humble. Be humble does not mean don't know what you have. If I have a car and I say I don't have, I'm foolish. I have a car. If I have a wife and say I don't have, for humility to be fulfilled, I'm foolish. If you have a wife, say amen. We are very few. If you have a house where you live, say amen. You have a house. If you say you don't have because you are humble, you are foolish. Jesus knew what he had. He said, you can all go. He knew what he had. But Peter discerned properly. He said, to whom should we go to, Master? We know you. Listen, let me end with this. Are you here? No movement, please. When you have people who understand value, don't never trade quality for quantity. It is better to have people that understand, that are valuable, that are really full of capacitated, than just try to gather numbers that are not capacitated. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? And that's what is happening to the church today that is wrong. Glory to God forevermore. Glory. Are you all here tonight? He said, to whom should we go to? You have the words of eternal life. And that words are in your spirit tonight. Are you listening to me? Again, I ask, do you believe these things? When you go back home now, see, don't try to stop addiction. You cannot be addicted again. The nature that was addicted has been removed. Go back home full of confidence and faith. I can't be addicted. I can't. Oh, glory. Stand up, everybody, and just be praying in tongues. Pray in tongues. Just pray in tongues. Now, I don't want movement. The Holy Ghost wants to move in a special way. Inside, outside. Pray in tongues. Pray in tongues. King of kings, Lord of all, faithful and true, Lamb of God, we worship you. King of kings, Lord of all, faithful and true, Lamb of God, we were. Just bless the Lord. Bless him, bless him, bless him. He's too powerful.
Kabaya. Think about everything you have heard tonight and praise him in accordance with the revelations. everything vanishes that is darkness in his presence. Everything darkness vanishes. Do you believe it? Pray. Hallelujah. 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 Pray in the spirit. Hallelujah. 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 And now, Elohim,
go ahead, pray like your God is a mighty God. Pray. A new day has come to your life, to your family, to Makodi. Shabakatosia bakata shabakata ba ya ba 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 ba. I want you to pray everywhere. Pray. Steer the new life. Steer the fire of the new life on your inside. Steer it up. Declare, I'm above, never be next. I can't see. I can't be sick. I'm born again. Speak God's word. I can't be addicted. I can't be limited. Shapakatosia pakata leya kapata kata. Shapakata leya kapata leya kosoto boya. Shenabaya kosa pakata leya ba. Lift up your prayer. High in your spirit. Pray. Pray like you have never prayed before. Somebody pray. Lift up a prayer. Pray. It is done. It is finished. It is done. It is done. It is finished. It is done. It is done. It is finished. It is done. It is done. It is finished. It is done. That's what I hear in the realm of the... It is done. It is finished. It is done. Sha-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba. It is done. It is finished. It is done. It is done. It is finished. Pray, pray, everybody. It is done. It is done. Shaba katala ya katabaya. It is done. It is finished. It is done. It is done. It is done. It is finished. It is done.
I am sure you were blessed by these words of life and peace from Prophet Simon Thomas. Get transformed by the truth of God's Word by visiting and following our social media handles at Glory Carriers Ministry International, and get more messages at www.embassyofglory.com. Also, worship with us on Tuesdays by 5 p.m. and Sundays, first service by 8 a.m. and second service by 10:15 a.m. at Sheraton Hotels beside Benue State House of Assembly, Mukherjee, Benue State. God bless you.